I grew up in Sands Point and Port Washington. Growing up in Sands Point was a lot of fun. It was kind of magical. First, I lived on Barkers Point Road, and then we moved over to Old Sands Point Road. When we lived on Barkers Point Road, I recall as a child, it was adventurous because a gangster named Frank Costello had bought a summer house or something across the street, so all the kids were very into sneaking over and looking in his cellar window to see if we could capture a criminal in a crime, which is all very, you know, make-believe, but that's what we thought. Then there was a kidnapping at that time, and my girlfriend and I, Peggy Flynn, I think her name is, went and stood at the top of Manor Haven Hill, and we wrote down everybody's license plate number that came into the community so we could catch a kidnapper. We were at the Nancy Drew stage. And then we moved over, my family moved over to Old Sands Point Road, which was wonderful, beautiful colonial-looking house. And I remember the winter times, we get these big snowstorms, and we could jump out the second-story window once in a while into the snowdrifts. That was fun. And mostly as a child and as kids, we went around to the Sands Point Bath Club and did swimming classes and swimming races and things of that nature and hacked around and played ping pong. So that was kind of it. It was a magical place. My best experience in school was going from Catholic school, grammar school, to the Port Washington Junior High School, which was like going to heaven. After a strict grammar school experience, all of a sudden you got to go to junior high where you walked down the halls and you had your own locker. You got to do four or five, I don't remember how many classrooms and sports after school and dances. It was really a blast, and high school was an extension of that. Anyway, my whole Port Washington experience was wonderful. And that's it. And then after I left Port Washington, I was luckily discovered while I was in high school by some photographer, Plucer, and they gave me the phone number. And when I got out of high school, I called the number and got to be a junior Miss Model on 17. So it was, everything seemed to be very lucky for me.